This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Partisan anger embroils spending process. Industry makes appeal on WOTUS, and flood hits Ukrainian ag. GOP push for new cuts triggers Democratic outrage. Well, it didn't last long. Just 2 weeks after Congress passed the debt ceiling agreement, the fiscal 24 spending process getting off to a rocky start. Democrats charge that Republicans are already reneging on the deal, starting with the FY24 funding bill for USDA and FDA. Top Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee suggested that a small group of about 20 hardline conservatives has forced GOP leaders to seek deeper cuts than were intended in the agreement between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The $25.3 billion FY USDA FDA bill that Republicans advanced through the committee yesterday includes $8 billion in funding rescissions that have little chance of passing the Senate, but would still reduce funding by 2% and near the FY22 level. The basics of the feud. Well, House Appropriations Chairwoman Kay Granger, a Texas Republican, said the spending caps in the debt ceiling agreement set a ceiling, not a floor, under spending. But Democrats said that was disingenuous. There is no sense in me coming to a deal with you where you have a $50 difference between 50 and 100, and we make a deal at 75, or you come back to me after the deal is done and say, oh, we met that 75 was the ceiling. That's not a deal, said Representative Steny Hoyer, the Maryland Democrat. Republicans didn't back down. Maryland Representative Andy Harris, the Republican chairman of the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, suggested Hoyer hadn't listened to McCarthy's interpretation of the deal. He said, we will not spend more in fiscal year 24 than we spend in fiscal year 23. We can try to fool the American public with smoke and mirrors and pretend, but the speaker was clear. Why it matters? Well, this deeply partisan feud over spending is only beginning, and the new fiscal year starts October 1. It remains to be seen what this means for other legislation, like the Farm Bill. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Industry to EPA, give WOTUS a rest. Agricultural and other industry groups urging the Biden administration to stop defending its Waters of the U.S. rule, which suffered what appeared to be a fatal blow with the Supreme Court Sackett decision last month. EPA, this week, appealed an injunction issued by a federal judge in North Dakota that halted enforcement of the rule in 24 states. Another injunction in Texas stopped enforcement in that state and Idaho. Rather than doubling down, we urge the federal government to promptly implement the Supreme Court's decision, said Courtney Briggs of the Waters Advocacy Coalition. Briggs is Senior Director of Government Affairs at WAC member American Farm Bureau Federation. The Supreme Court's ruling offers farmers, small businesses, private property owners, and job creators clarity to continue supporting the needs of America's families while also protecting our nation's valuable water resources, she said. By the way, a fiscal 24 spending bill Republicans proposed yesterday for the Army Corps of Engineers includes a provision to terminate the WOTUS rule. The Energy Water Funding Bill also would allocate $456 million for construction projects on the inland waterway system, which would fully fund ongoing work, that according to a summary of the bill. But the Energy Water Bill, like the agriculture measure approved in committee yesterday, relies heavily on funding rescissions. The bill's cuts include $4.5 billion that was earmarked in the Inflation Reduction Act for rebates on new electric appliances or installation of home electrification projects. Ukrainian ag suffers after dam explosion. The explosion last week that took down Ukraine's Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant dam is taking a major toll on Ukrainian farmers in Kherson, one of the most fertile regions of the country, that according to Pavlo Koval, general director of the Ukrainian Agrarian Confederation. About 85% of farmers in Kherson are dependent on irrigation, and the destruction of the dam disabled 92% of the region's system that reach about 800,000 acres of farmland, said Koval in a statement. About 4 million metric tons of grain and oil seeds are grown in Kherson, but the most damage is being done to Ukrainian specialty crops. Koval said the biggest loss is open field vegetables, early vegetables, berries, and melons. Kherson region produced 35% of Ukraine's vegetable harvest. FDA to conduct research on front of package food labels. FDA is planning a new study on front of package labels for foods to follow up on research conducted with focus groups last year. The study will use randomized 15-minute web-based questionnaire of 9,000 adults to test some of the labeling schemes originally used with the focus groups. Standardized, science-based labeling could help consumers, particularly those with less nutrition knowledge, quickly and easily identify foods that can help them build a healthy eating pattern, the agency says. The experiences of countries worldwide that have adopted front-of-package labeling suggest that such labeling may help nutrition comprehension and the ability to make healthier choices. By the way, FDA has extended a comment period until September 25th for its draft guidance for dietary guidelines statements in food labeling. The statements include wording like this: make half your grains whole grains and, quote, eat a variety of vegetables. Well, here's today's He Said It. We can no longer ignore the writing on the wall. We must act to stop this threat now before it becomes too late. That Representative Dan Newhouse, a Washington Republican, urging the House Appropriations Committee to approve an amendment directing USDA to take any action as may be necessary to stop U.S. farmland purchases by people and businesses connected to Russia, North Korea, Iran, and the Chinese Communist Party. The amendment was approved, although Democrats said it would have little impact. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 15th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.